It's 4:34 here on Downtown on the Pulse, WZON, all around the world, WZONThePulse.com. Download the WZON app for your mobile device and take the show and the station wherever you go. Rich Kimble and Brian Stackpole here. It is a very big weekend coming up for the University of Maine women's hockey team as they host a quarterfinal playoff series in Hockey East against the Huskies of UConn. With more on that, we're thrilled to be joined in the studio by coaches Richard and Sarah Reichenbach. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And Richard's already decided Sarah has to do an equal amount of talking here this afternoon. Sarah.
Yes, that was the agreement.
Okay, make sure we're ready for that. Well, let's talk about the season and how it's gone. You end up finishing fourth in Hockey East. You get home ice against the Huskies. Talk a little bit about the progress that the team has made here this season.
Yeah, I think, you know, last year we had a little bit of a rough season, but finished very strong. And this season we felt like we had something to prove. The girls did an excellent job the first half and moved right up the standings in Hockey East, swept Vermont, had a big win against Northeastern early, beat BU, who was ranked, I think, sixth in the country. And then, you know, our progression the second half is learning to deal with expectations and to play at an elite level. And it's been a little bit up and down this second semester, but, you know, we managed to scrape through some victories and managed to finish fourth and host our first Hockey East playoff in the 18 years of our existence. So we're very excited about that.
Now, of late, struggling to get some wins, but playing some very close games. Just looking at the scores, Sarah, it seems like trouble scoring goals in the last few games.
Yes. Good observation. No, definitely, you know, it's something that we talk about a lot. Pretty much every practice is it's one of our focus points. And I think the big thing this year, too, and we started this last year, was just focusing also on the mental side of the game. And I think for us, scoring is not only just, you know, putting the puck in the net, but I think it has to do with our mental side in terms of having confidence in our abilities and being able to do everything we ask them with their head up and moving their feet and trying to get those goals. So I think they're slowly learning and you know, I think that it's going to hopefully pay off this weekend.
Well, you've got a young team as you look at the roster overall, but you've also been getting some really good leadership from some of your seniors.
Yep. We have, you know, some, up front we have Jenny Moore, Haley Brown, and Katie Massey, who's from Waterville. And those three up front have done a tremendous job with their effort and their attitude. They've, you know, their freshman year was, you know, we set the record for the most wins in our program's history, and then we've had two down years. And a much better year this year on defense. We have Jess Hall and Brittany Hunneke, and you know, they just it doesn't always go their way. There's ups and downs, but their attitude, and they truly live by, you know, what a black bear is all about. They're tough, they're gritty, they're fast. You know, they battle, they get irritated when they lose, they take things personally, and they go out there and they show that every game, and it's inspiring for the rest of the team to watch, and for the younger players, what being a black bear is all about.
Yeah, you've also been getting some very solid goaltending. Anytime you have a 2.45 goals against average, you got to be doing something right.
Yeah, no, and Megan came here. She redshirted. You know, she wasn't very highly recruited, and every year she's just continued to work and get better and get better. And this year she's getting a lot of attention from the national team, have come to see her a few times. She's, I think, easily one of the top goaltenders in our league. And, you know, I know she's very excited about this weekend, this opportunity, and you know, she's just been a workhorse for us all year, so we're very proud of her.
Let's talk a little bit about some of what went on in the past. There were some tough times for the program, and I know from people like Bruce Pratt, who comes on the show and talk about it, you two, by all accounts, were the rocks that sort of held everything together in this program. And we weren't sure for a while what was going to happen, but when finally that decision was made that you two would be in charge of the program, how rewarding was that for you to be given that confidence after everything the program had gone through?
Yeah, I think, you know, from the time that everything kind of started, you know, we just decided to, you know, put our head down and do what needs to be done for the girls and make sure that they have a great experience and they're developing, you know, not only on the ice but off the ice. And I think when you set your goals on something like that, it's easy to get through the day and not worry about, you know, what's going to happen and this and that. And I think our goal hasn't changed in, you know, in terms of making sure that the girls are learning all, you know, their life lessons as well. And of course, we absolutely love Maine, and this is where we wanted to be, and this is where we want to be for a very long time. So of course, we're very excited when you know, when Ricky was announced the head coach. So I think that it means a lot to us, because this is a place that we love. We love the university. We love the people that we work with, and most importantly, we love our team. And you know, it's just amazing to be able to be surrounded by them every day and be on the ice with them and watch them grow and develop. And you know, I think that's you know, the most rewarding part for us.
We're talking with Richard and Sarah Reichenbach, women's ice hockey coaches here on Downtown. You've been around through a couple of administrations at the university. I get the sense from talking to some of the other coaches that there's more unity now among the coaching staff, and everybody seems to be closer to being on the same page. Is that the perception you have?
Yeah, I mean, that was something special. Last year was an extremely difficult year, and you know, we were really excited first to, you know, just be able to put food on our table the next year. But you know, Carlton coming in, and you know, he just has completely changed the entire culture of the athletic department, and it truly feels like family. And for us, you know, Red and the men's staff was amazing. Like, we've worked with them so well. They've helped us so much. They're supportive, and you know, the whole feel of the Alphond is completely different in the last year. And this is my fifth year, and Sarah's fifth year also, but she's had two stints, and the things that have happened at the university and the athletic department the last 8 months is it just every day we wake up and we're really excited for the next step, and we know you know, the department's moving in the right direction and all the programs, and it's we feel truly blessed to go to work every day.
Well, let's talk about this weekend. UConn comes in best 2 out of 3, number 4 versus number 5. You always expect a pretty close matchup there, and you play them once and play to a 3-3 tie. So how do you match up, first of all, with this UConn team?
I think... Yeah, after this weekend, you might have different things to say, but I think we definitely match up in terms of, you know, they're strong, they got good size, you know, they got some good scoring depth on their team, and you know, and for us, we're faster, a little bit more skill, a little bit more depth, you know. Obviously, I think they have one of the you know, the best goaltenders in our league after ours, obviously. And so I think, you know, if we do what we've been talking about, which is just getting the puck to the net, taking our eyes away, you know, being gritty around the net and winning those battles, I think that it not only is going to be exciting and fun game, I think that, you know, we can come out on top. And I think that's just, you know, this week in practice, that's just, you know, building the confidence around the net and, you know, just making sure that they're competing against each other so that the game doesn't seem as hard as the practice, but as the practice is. So I think that it's going to be very fun, high tempo and exciting game.
And the men are on the road, of course, at Providence this weekend, so what a great opportunity for hockey fans in this area to get out and see your terrific team and cheer you on to victory.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great matchup, two evenly matched teams. You know, I think we have a little bit of an advantage, but it's going to be who wants it more. There's two very, very hungry programs who want to take that next step to the Final Four in Cape Cod, and I think it'll be an amazing weekend for spectators, and we're going to play seven Friday night and 4 on Saturday, and hopefully not Sunday, but if there's a game 3, it'll be Sunday at 4.
All right, so get on out and support this team this weekend at the Alphond Arena, quarterfinals of Hockey East up against UConn Friday night, 7 o'clock. Sarah Reichenbach, Richard Reichenbach. All right, Throckmorton said that you wouldn't let him cut. Can I call you Ricky?
You can. Yes, you can.
As a fellow Richard?
Yes, I like you more, too.
Thank you.
Oh, there
boom!
You go.
There we go. You know what? I don't even want Gendron in the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, I don't get that from him. Thank you both for coming in. Good luck
this
weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
4:43 here on Downtown. We'll take a break.